You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Frank Stacio, sitting in for Neil Conan. On Monday, we read from your letters. During our program last week on happiness, we heard from many listeners who advocated leaving the rat race to find one's true calling. But one anonymous listener from Oakland offered this caution. "All my life, I've followed my bliss," she wrote. "I had many temporary office jobs, but loathed them and always left. I achieved a modest amount of success with my writing, but never published a novel. Now I'm 58. I have nothing. I live in the same kind of small rented apartment I've always lived in. I drive a car that breaks down constantly. I have no insurance. I cannot stop working because I have no money to put away. I've lived the lifestyle I wanted, and I have 5 unpublished novels to show for it. If people want to write books telling people it's best to follow their bliss, they should include a warning about the probable consequences." Our show about Essence Magazine's goal to make misogynistic messages to take them out of hip-hop brought this and many comments on both sides of the debate. From Jeanette Powell in Portland, Oregon, "I think the misogyny in hip-hop promotes racism and negative images of black men. I know that when I see a black male in baggy clothes and a sweatshirt, I feel wary. I immediately make assumptions that he is modeling himself to be a gangster and has no respect for women, is selfishly materialistic, and has a dangerous chip on his shoulders. I have to make a conscious effort to see beyond these assumptions." Christine Mason of Owings Mill, Maryland, says she sees the negative influence of rap music in her own children. "It is evident," she writes, "in their choice of clothes, their choice of boyfriends, their attitudes towards relationships," she writes. "And don't tell me it's my job as a parent to make sure they get on the right path. I'm taking every opportunity to talk to them. I try to monitor what they watch and their online usage. But what they can't see at home, they can see at a friend's house. I'm fighting a losing battle with the glamour of rock videos. Rap and hip-hop is not the only source of these negative portrayals, but it is a major contributor, and I think it's wrong for producers and artists to have it, and it's not our fault attitude. Someone has to start taking responsibility for it." But Luther in Minneapolis, Minnesota writes, "To blame hip-hop for negative images in our culture is absurd. Certainly there are some artists in that genre whose art is barely deserving of the title. To excuse listeners from their responsibility of choosing wisely is a mistake and an underestimation of every individual listener's intelligence. There's plenty of high-quality music in hip-hop, just as there is in all art." And Bob H. suggests a few more artistically-minded MCs, including Mos Def, Prince Paul, and Atmosphere. So we end today's show with Atmosphere and their song called "Always Coming Home to You." Thug love on the corner by the Walgreens, looking at me like I'm just another square saltine. As I get closer, I notice they showing each other sketches out of their notebooks, reminding me of my old roots. I walk past with a nod and a reminisce. Swear to God, hip-hop and comic books was my genesis. Respect the life and the fashions of the children. It's the only culture I've got, exactly what we've been building. All of a sudden, I'm in front of some man. No, he's a youngin', but he's got a gun in his hand. That's "Always Coming Back Home to You" by Atmosphere. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can send us an email, the address totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and tell us how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is directed by Brendan Banaszak. Sarah Handel is our production assistant. Technical director is Kevin Waite. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Rob Beyer, and Chris Nelson. Today's program was edited by Flo Purnell. Our executive producer is Sue Goodwin. I'm Frank Stacio. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.